The Mitchell's Front Page Podcast is brought to you by Geelong Bank. Listen live on 94.7 The Pulse, Mondays and Tuesdays from 9 till 11.
On the line now is Lizanne Erks, conflict resolution expert. Good morning, Lizanne. Thanks for being with us.
Good morning, Mitchell. Thanks for having me.
No worries. Thanks for being back on the program. Look, one of the things that I wanted to talk about was domestic and family violence, because I attended a two-day intensive course last week about domestic and family violence, and it was a lot of information to take days, but it really got me thinking about this issue and how prevalent it is and what we may be able to do as a society to try and curb it. So, first of all, how widespread is domestic and family violence in Australia?
Oh, I think it's everywhere. I think one of the things that people don't realise, that it's not just in parts of society or particular social, it's everywhere. So one out of three women in Australia experiences domestic violence. So I guess we're all known more than three women. So it is probably likely that you and I both know people who experience it, but it's very hidden. And I guess the statistics say that one woman gets killed every week from a domestic violence. Mm. Which, it's pretty full on.
And this was really the point, I think, that I've always tried to raise on the program, which is just how do we know that it's going on? How do we try and stop it as a society? The abusive relationships, it just takes so many different forms, doesn't it? It's not necessarily a stereotype that we may have in our minds.
No, absolutely. I think also, and that's one of the things I think we should do is actually edit, because, you know, since Hannah Clark and her kids died, everyone is talking much more on what that actually is, because I think a lot of people still think that it's just someone hitting someone, but you have financial abuse, so people don't have access to finance, you know, emotionally and verbally abused, alienating, at one point are quite alone as well. So it does come in, you know, not that hitting is okay, but it's not just hitting at all. And it normally creeps up slowly. When someone gets into a relationship, it's not like it starts that way, so it just gets increased slowly and slowly. So often when I speak to women, often victims of domestic violence, some of them don't even realise they're in it, because they just don't even understand how they got there. And other people just are really like, I don't even know how this happened, because it sort of creeped up on me, if that makes sense.
Sorry. And I've spoken about this many times over the last week or so on this show, but I think we've said that it's probably the most extreme case we've seen in a very long time. Well, Arthur Threeman throwing his daughter off the West Gate Bridge. We know the Colac, Farquharson. They're all instances. But look, this whole murder, suicide, it would be one of the concerns me about going to this domestic and family violence training was looking at other relationships that I know of that aren't quite that extreme, but, you know, if left unchecked, perhaps could be a pathway to this sort of situation.
From where I'm sitting, still do a lot more in the household, even though they work full time, like misogynistic remarks in the workplace and things like that. So now, domestic violence, we obviously have to really deal with that now as well. But that's one of the things, I think, if you don't have a culture where male and female are equal, then I think it is, these things show up more, people don't notice it, or it's more normal to put a woman down or things like that.
And I think at the cornerstone of domestic violence, it's really about having more respect for relationships, isn't it?
Yeah, possibly. I mean, I don't know what the cornerstone is. It's tricky. I think some people some people just are very premeditated about it, and why I actually don't know exactly. But I do think that we really need to help people who are in it. So one of the things I've been thinking about this week is what can we do? And I think one of the things is that we just need to make sure we can help women more to leave, because that's the most dangerous time. So have more funding for refugees and things like that. Because as you can imagine, if you're now at a stage in your life that, you know, someone's told you for a long time that you're not smart, you can't do anything, so you have very low self-esteem, you don't have a job, and you've been financially controlled, so you don't have money, and you're really scared of the other person, you don't know where to go with your children, it is things we really need to look at, and how can we support women. And then maybe even also look at legislation, because with Hannah Clark and her kids, she had a restraining order on him, but it didn't really help her, right?
No.
So what can be, one of the things is with coercive control, I won't go into it because it's quite a long story.
Yes.
But there are steps to it. So we do know what happens. I mean, every situation is very different, but at the same time, there are some things that you can see that somewhere we can, you know, step in or prevent something before it gets to that extreme state.
Well, what's your advice for friends and family out there? Because I did hear someone in this person that ultimately chose to... this person said I here before, and it seemed like it was warning signs. So what are the warning signs that friends and family out there should be looking for so that we can perhaps try and get in early and solve the problem before it becomes a crisis?
Well, I think that for a victim, if they can talk to someone, and because it's very embarrassing for people as well, no one goes around and goes, oh, guess what, it's what's happening in my family. Sometimes people don't say anything, but when they yep. do, people get told they're mentally unstable, or they're lying, or it's not true, and or because, you know, their relationship doesn't look like that from the outside. So I think the first thing to do is really support people in going, okay, all right, I'm here, what you're saying, what do you need, how can we help? And it probably you have to help them over quite a long period of time back.
Yep.
So, and then not go, because what people often do is they say, oh, well, you went back, or you're stupid, why don't you leave? Why don't you leave? That's what gets said a lot, but it's not that simple.
Yeah.
And I think for perpetrators, if you see a friend or someone that you can see are doing things and are not okay, that also comes from somewhere. So get them support. What are they dealing with? It? I mean, I believe that no one gets born as a perpetrator of domestic violence, right? So I don't know why that person is behaving that way, but get them support. But also make it very clear that it's not okay. Because I think we're condoning way too much in society, you know, like inappropriate behaviour against women. And I think everyone has to, and particularly males, have to go, mate, that's just not okay. I just don't think you should do that. I don't agree with that. But if you need some help, you know, this is where you can go, or how can I help you not do that, or something like that.
And the other point as well is how common it seems to be that it is someone who may be a respected community leader that volunteers a lot of their time,
yep.
that behind closed doors is a completely different person.
Yes, that definitely can happen. Yeah, it's and like I said, domestic violence comes in all shapes and forms and in different households, so it doesn't have to look like some dysfunctional person who's an alcoholic and who, you know what I mean? Like, yes, yeah. it's absolutely often are very upstanding citizens of society. And I guess the other thing that I would... want to say, because when you said Hannah Clark's case is one of the most extreme ones we have seen, and I don't disagree with that, but I think there's a lot of cases we don't know about,
yeah.
if that makes sense. So this one got reported. There's a lot of Indigenous women up north that have just disappeared. No one knows what happens to them. So I think a lot of it also goes unreported, and we actually have no idea what happened.
Yeah, that's probably a fair point as well. And of course, we should point out that every case of domestic and family violence is very concerning and very shocking. You know, you don't have to get into the business of ranking one above the other. It's all bad.
Oh, no, yeah, no, I was not doing that.
No, I'm just saying for me as well, even though this was a very high-profile case, any time it happens, we need to take a stand.
Yes, absolutely.
Look, thank you for being on the program. What's your final sort of piece of advice that you can give to the listeners on this that, you know, we need to be aware of, and how can we try and curtail it in our society?
Well, I think I'd like men to be really great role models, you know, be a really great dad, be really involved, be a great role model to your boys, how they behave, but also be really great to the girls and tell them, you know, how great they are, because I think it makes a difference when you always had a great male role model in your life. If you're a female or male, I don't think it matters, and I think that really helps support kids, you know, do all the things at home that your wife does as well, have make society the equals, show them how women should be treated, and you know, I think those things really make a difference.
Thank you very much for being on the program. I really appreciate you coming on to have this conversation.
All right, thanks for having me, Mitchell. I really appreciate you having me.
No worries, good on you. Lizanne Erks there joining us there, conflict resolution expert. The number that people need to call if there's any concerns around family and domestic violence is 1-800-RESPECT. That's the number that provides crisis lines and counselling support. So if there's any concern about you or someone you know, 1-800-RESPECT is the number that you want to call.
The Mitchell's Front Page podcast is brought to you by Geelong Bank. Listen live on 94.7 The Pulse, Mondays and Tuesdays from 9 to 11. Or search for Mitchell's Front Page on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, or wherever you get your podcasts.